The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I've long believed that to whom much is given, much will be required. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing that I'm running for president of the United States of America.
That's Mike Pence. He's the former governor of the state of Indiana, former congressman, and former vice president to a guy named Donald J. Trump, who is the elephant in the room, if you will, in a room full of elephants. He's the biggest one. And now Pence, his former running mate, has jumped in against him a mere 3 years later to try to win the Republican nomination. We played some sound in the last hour of a guy named Chris Christie, former governor of the state of New Jersey, former U.S. attorney, current pundit on some of the big talking head shows. And we played his sound as well. And Billy, before we bring our caller back up, do we want to fire that sound up too? Yeah, the Christie one, just because for folks that didn't hear it in the last hour, Chris Christie has taken a very different approach to running. You're not going to hear the eloquence of, you know, to whom much has been given is expected. There's not going to be any of that. It's going to sound much more New Jersey than that, Billy. If you fire that up, and then we'll get back into the conversation with Joe.
I can't guarantee you success in what I'm about to do, but I guarantee you that at the end of it, you will have no doubt in your mind who I am, and what I stand for, and whether I deserve it.
He also had thrown a whole bunch of big haymakers at President Trump, referring to him as like Voldemort and he who shall not be named. What's that, Billy? Let's play that clip too, and then we'll get right back into it. I really do listen to this, and I want to know, can either of these guys be difference makers in the race? That's a little bit different than asking if they can win, and I want to know your opinion on that, but can they be difference makers in the race? And by difference maker, can they keep President Trump from winning the Republican nomination? 303-696-1971 is the number. Billy?
A lonely, self-consumed, self-serving mirror hog. He is, for those of you who read the Harry Potter books, like Voldemort. He is he who shall not be named. Well, let me be clear, in case I have not been already. The person I am talking about, who is obsessed with the mirror, who never admits a mistake, who never admits a fault, and who always finds someone else and something else to blame for whatever goes wrong, but finds every reason to take credit for anything that goes right, is Donald Trump.
That's Chris Christie. I think he's made it pretty clear there. The dude is running for president, but he's really running to keep Donald Trump from being president of the United States. And Billy did a good job in the last hour of reciting some of the historical stuff that led to that axe to grind. We had Joe from Arvada on the line, and sadly, I only got to do about 90 seconds with Joe before we had to punch out, so I did him the same solid I would do for any caller that comes on. I said, hey, man, hang on till the top. Let's bring you back and have this conversation. Joe is a huge Chris Christie fan. Joe, thanks for staying with us.
Well, he's just a uniparty flip-flopper. I mean, look, let me be specific. You know, as you recall, Chris Christie was the guy that said that Donald Trump is just a puppet of Putin. And he would have got us into so many wars if he had been in Donald Trump's. Well, he's already said how his position on Ukraine.
He's a
fighting, money receiving from the industrial military complex kind of dude. He's got to keep
that. How do you know that, Joe? How do you know?
Well,
that he's getting money from the military industrial
complex? Well, he says it. He's a war hawk. George Bush.
Joe, when you accuse him of taking money from the military-industrial complex. What evidence do you have of that?
Well, he'd like to if he got in the seat.
How do you know that? How do you know that,
well,
man?
Because he said it. Look, he's all for the Ukraine war. I mean, come on. This guy would send your kids into battle. He would draft them.
How do you know that, buddy? You are jumping to conclusions.
I don't have his statements right in front of my nose. If we want, let's go on the Google internet and look at what he said about these wars. He's a uniparty flip-flopper.
Just to be clear, your opposition to Christie, in part, and I know there's probably other reasons, is in part because of his, because of his support for the Ukrainians in defending themselves from an obvious and acknowledged invasion by Russia. I am supportive of us resisting Russia's invasion into Ukraine. In no way does that make me supportive of either taking money from the military-industrial complex or wanting to draft my sons and daughter into war, Joe. I mean, that's a kind of an extreme position to take based off of support for Ukraine.
This is exactly what got us into trouble in the Republican Party, is this idea that we have to run around all over planet Earth getting our nose in every skirmish. That is not what we should be doing, and Donald Trump knows it. Okay, a second thing.
Wait a minute. How does Donald Trump know it?
Well, we've seen it. He's gone everywhere to stop us from getting into wars. Remember what he did in North Korea? He walked across the line. God, you can't even begin to tell me that Chris Christie would have gone into the zone where nobody went except Donald Trump.
Let's talk about that position that Trump was trying to get us out of wars. If you'll recall, he criticized Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan, which was admittedly disastrous. He also said Putin would have never invaded Ukraine if he had been president. That can only be true if Putin feared Trump's use of military might had he done so. So this idea
of
that Trump is a borders-only kind of guy is kind of silly if he's going to say
no.
Putin wouldn't have done it because I would have responded. Well, sure enough, Putin did it, and now we're responding, and the answer is, well, we shouldn't be getting involved. Trump has basically said Putin wouldn't have gone into Ukraine because he'd have feared my use of power to stop him, and that's what we're doing now.
Of course. Of course. No, it isn't.
No, it's not. We're not using force to stop him.
Let me finish my sentence.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
This isn't what we're doing now. What we're doing now is half you know what. What we're doing is not fighting a war. We're just funneling money into the Ukrainians that's going to build castles in Miami.
So you want us to send military men and women to go fight
in
Ukraine?
No, that's not what I said. The threat of all-out war is what Donald Trump brought to the table.
Hold on.
He told Putin,
just a minute. Buddy, I've got your point, man. I've got your point. To that point, though, Joe, are you saying that the threat of all-out war is what have kept Putin from going into Ukraine? But had he gone into Ukraine, you would have been comfortable with all-out war. Or are you saying it was just the threat?
No.
If he'd gone in, Trump would have just done nothing.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that like every president that has stopped wars, the threat of all-out wars is what prevents them. Ronald Reagan told the Soviet Union, we will destroy you, and they realized they would be
destroyed. But it's only preventable if they're going to follow through. It's only preventable if it's not perceived as merely barking. There must be the threat of a bite.
This is not following through. Funneling money to a comedian in Ukraine and having it spread all over Europe is not.
Tell me, Joe, what should have happened?
Donald Trump would have ended the war in 30 minutes.
How?
Because he would have said, we're going to send everything to destroy you.
And what if Putin had said, I don't believe you, and had gone on anyway? Then what would we do, Joe?
That's just exactly what prevents war, George.
No, buddy, I'm telling you, let's say Putin calls his bluff. Now what?
Well,
he goes in anyway. What does Joe think President Trump does?
There are reasons why we have gone to war in the past, George, and that's because there has been a monster operating a world war. That is
Joe, before we get back to the Chris Christie thing,
Ukraine.
I just want to hear from your mouth, what should Donald Trump do if he had been president and said, I will go to war with you if you go to Ukraine, and Putin says, I don't believe you, and he invades Ukraine anyway. What should Donald Trump have done then?
That is utter nonsense.
No, I'm just asking you, buddy. What would he have, what do you think he should have done?
Your hypothesis is utter nonsense. Donald Trump would have ended the war very simply.
How?
Here's the line. Just let me finish. Here's the line. That's yours. This is ours. You go across that line, we're going to war against you and destroy Moscow, destroy all of Russia. If you stop,
you think he would have said that?
You,
you think he would have said that?
What do you think was being said on those phone calls in the past, George? What
nothing
do you think
like
Ronald
that.
Reagan,
not a single
well,
thing.
Let me just
not
tell you something,
like
George. You do not understand what prevents us from going to war. It
I got a little
threat.
Bit of an idea. I mean, I've had a little exposure to how the military works in international relations, just a teeny tiny bit. But I'm pretty sure that that conversation is never had anywhere by anybody at that level. The other thing,
okay.
Joe, is I just want to be clear about this. It is completely fine with you if the president of the United States threatens all-out planet-ending warfare to stop Putin from invading Ukraine. But you're confident that had Putin called his bluff, the president would have done nothing because that wouldn't have been warranted. We would never go to Ukraine to defend Ukraine, but we would threaten thermonuclear war to keep them from being invaded. Is that your that's what you believe Trump's philosophy is?
George, we're almost in all-out threatening of nuclear
not
war
close.
Right now.
Not even close, buddy. I'm
yes,
just asking you, is
are.
That the way you think that Trump does business? He threatens something, and then if somebody calls his bluff on it, he would never follow through?
No, what he did was exactly what he showed us for 4 years, George. He went
threatened to get the Mexicans to pay for the wall and then
moment,
not do it?
Just a moment. He went to each individual. I have one question for you, though, that has nothing to do with this. I'm going to ask you a question, and that is this. Did you receive your invitation to go to the LGBTQ in Washington? All the military has been invited on the dime of the United States government taxpayer to celebrate the Pride Fest next week. Did you get your invitation?
No, well, I don't think so, but candidly, I don't check my .mil email, and folks in the military will know what I'm talking about. I don't check my .mil email, but a couple times a month. So I'll check. I didn't know there was such an invitation. I'll look, but I haven't received anything.
And it's going to be paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. And I'll tell you something. That's what our military has become under the Biden administration, an LGBTQ plus arm.
Do you think that
is why we're in trouble,
Joe?
One reason why we're in trouble.
I don't think we disagree that Chris Christie can't win. But do you think that Chris Christie's ongoing presence, fueled by the anti-Trump Republicans, and I believe they're out there with money, will allow him to continue to refocus all of the failures and negative things about President Trump on him during the campaign?
Just all you have to do is realize that Chris Christie is just Liz Cheney dressed up as a man. That's it.
I just don't. And again, I know you said that earlier. And Joe, thank you for the phone call, man. I appreciate the passion that you bring to it, even if you don't accompany that passion with facts. 303-696-1971. You did say before, hey, Chris Christie is just a Democrat or whatever. And I had asked you what the positions were that he had taken that were Democratic positions, and I guess we're still struggling to come up with those. It seems like anymore, if you're anti-Trump, it means that you're a Democrat. But I got to tell you, there's a growing number of Republicans who have said, hey, I appreciate what you've done, but I think that we're done with this path for the party. I still think the guy's going to win the nomination at this point, and I don't know what happens at the general. But when these guys jump in the race, what do you think about their impact on DJT's possibilities, or maybe even helping out one of the other candidates? Billy, forgive me, I can't see the call screen from here. 303-696, I'm sorry? Jay, you're on 710 KNUS. Jay, what do you think?
Well, I got a few issues. After listening to you, you got a great show. I admire you.
Thank you, man.
I'm just a farmer, a rancher, a semi, truck driver. I'm a lot of things, you know, so...
Yep.
Iran, all that
Thanks
stuff.
For working hard the, for us, man. Thanks for working hard.
Absolutely. I hope you enjoy the steaks, and I hope you enjoy the potatoes.
Love them.
I hope you enjoy
Love
all
them.
That.
Not going vegan anytime soon, my friend.
You know what? It is one poster I got on my wall, and it's called the Ronald Reagan. They call it the Ronald Reagan Revolution. But for me, always seemed more than like the great rediscovery of common sense values.
Well, when you listen to any of the candidates that are in the race right now.
1989.
Jay, when you listen to any of the candidates that are in there. Well, say it again, because I missed it, man. I missed it. Can you say it again?
Let me get back over.
Sorry. For some reason, you cut out.
Okay. They call it the Reagan Revolution. But for me, it always seemed more like the great rediscovery of our values and our common sense. Ronald Reagan, 1989.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm a big Reagan lover myself. Are there any candidates in this race right now that strike you as Reagan-esque? And if so, who?
Absolutely. Can I say something?
Yeah,
This is the first time I ever voted. I'm 48 years old. I have never voted. And I voted for the first time in my life because I figured I was voting for the best of two evils. But the first time I ever voted
was
for Donald
year?
Trump.
Till 2016 against Hillary?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. The first time I ever voted, because otherwise I was voting for the best of two evils, because there was no common sense between any party. My dad always criticized me. He's like, well, how can you talk about politics all your life? You listen to it in the tractor on the farm all the time.
Yeah.
But I said, well, but what's the point? You're voting for the worst of two evils. I said, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the least.
But Trump come about, it takes an entrepreneur to build things, Dad, just like we do on the farm. An entrepreneur, whether, we got trucking companies, we got this, we got that, we got cattle, we got all these things. I said, it takes a businessman to run a country, and he's a businessman. I said, that's why I'm going to the voting booth, and I'm going to vote for the first time in my life.
And how did you feel about
that,
it?
Absolutely felt good about it, because I felt like there was somebody that was going to bring, they don't think about where their food comes from. They wear their shirts, but they don't think about where the metal comes from to stitch the needle, to make the needle in the coal mines. They don't think about those people that work in the coal mines.
But you think Trump appreciates all this?
Absolutely. Don't you? I think he thinks about the person in the coal mine to make the needle to put a stitch. If you want to show up naked on stage, fine.
And I do.
with no food, no clothing, because there's somebody that made the plastic for your buttons, and that come from oil. So you want to disrespect oil companies, but you got buttons on your shirt which is made of plastic. All right, you drove here in diesel fuel or gasoline. Right. Oh, you got rubber on your tires. Well, that came from oil, but you're against the oil companies. They don't.
This is all really smart stuff, and I agree with you that I don't think people appreciate this. I'd love to see us have more classroom time dedicated to things like how did they make that? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. But let me get back to this issue. Not 2016, not 2020, but 2024, with the current field that we have, the big names that whether it's Larry Elder or Haley or Christie or Pence or DeSantis or Tim Scott. Is there anybody there, including DJT, who that you see is Reagan-esque, and draw that comparison for me between that person and Reagan? They are like Reagan in this way.
You know, I'm too young to remember all the stuff that Reagan said, so I apologize for that. You know, I'm only 48 years old, so I didn't get
Your
to
child.
See all of his speeches, so I will never speak of anything that I don't know of.
You should run
George,
for office. I'm telling you right now, Jay, just off of that sentence alone, you should run for office. Jay,
I got a girlfriend that says, you know what, you got such a logical, thought-pressed, level-headed mind. It's interesting. I'm like, I'm the dumbest man you'll ever come across. But anyways.
Who do you like in the race?
But I don't – Trump, because he's the first person since George Washington to ever work – take the job without a paycheck. Now, if that ain't saying something alone, all the politicians, they get into it to be a lifelong politician, like Nancy Pelosi. Okay, yeah, I'm a lifelong politician. They got a job for life. Can you imagine if you had a job for life? You get in there, and then you just, oh, yeah. They don't give a shit anymore because they don't have to prosper. Oh, buddy, they don't have to work.
But you got to you gotta be cautious on the FCC words, my man. I love that you and I are having a very intimate conversation over the airwaves, but you just got to be super cautious about that, or we're going to have to drop you, and I don't want to do that. Jay,
Can I ask you? So, therefore, why do they get into politics, and it's like they just got a job for life, and they're protected, but they don't care about the people that are making the products. They put more... What we have built for us uses currency. I don't know everything. I'm just gonna read this off. I wrote it down. I don't know anything about everything, but my whole point is they do not like people to prosper. They only focus on how to get something from us and then make us a bad person.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, I thank you for the phone call, my man. Jay, you are a good call, other than our little FCC slip-up right there. I love your thoughtfulness, and I love the fact that you would call in to share your thoughts on this. I'm interested in others out there at 303-696-1971. Who do you like so far in the race that isn't DJT? I want to know about Pence and Christie. Can they be difference makers? I personally don't think either one of them has a shot. I would not say that about DeSantis. I'm not ready to say that about Tim Scott or Nikki Haley yet, although they could get there here within the next 6 months. But I just don't think Pence or Christie have a shot. But maybe that's not the role that they're playing in this race. I want to hear from you on that. 303-696-1971. Can they be difference makers? Now, before we cut away, I want to remind you that as we hit the nice part of the summer, and that's where it's nice and warm outside, but we're going to move away from all the lightning bolts coming out of the clouds in the evening. You're going to want to be outside doing stuff, whether it's hanging out with the kids, the grandkids, bike rides, walks, fishing, whatever you do. I'm kind of liking the bowling these days, by the way, like Boondocks bowling. You may be feeling pain in your joints, your elbows, your knees, your shoulders, your lower back, your hips. It doesn't matter what it is. Our friends at QC Kinetics have a potential solution for you, and it's a solution that requires you to go under no anesthesia, requires you to go under no knife, requires you to endure no long rehabilitation or time off your feet. It's not magic, but damn, it's close. It's the kind of thing where we call it regenerative medicine. It's the thing where they use you to help fix you. Now, at the end of the day, you may say, hey, I'm just not ready to take something that easy that's going to have that kind of positive consequences that quickly. I just like the regular old allopathic medicine where I get cut on and stitched up and then I'm in rehab. That's just what I'm used to. You can still do that. No one's going to stop you from doing that. But why not arm yourself with the information to help you make a more informed choice? Call our friends at 303-900-8986. These are local health professionals, medical professionals who can answer all your questions. 303-900-8986. 303-900-8986. You can also visit them at Q, that's the letter, C, a letter, Kinetics, begins with a K, ends with an X.com, QCKinetics.com. You can see it right now on the Rumble if you're watching. Give them a call today and just give yourself the information. My best guess is you're going to say, I'm going to give it a shot. And when you do and it works out, would you pretty please reach out to Billy and I and let us know how it went? We love the stories that people share with us. You can find them online as well. It's QCKinetics.com. When we come back, you, me, the phone calls at 303-696-1971. The text, it's George Brockler on The George Show, 710 KNUS. At 710 KNUS, George Brockler on The George Show, having a conversation about Chris Christie and Mike Pence's entry into this increasingly crowded race for president. Can anybody unseat DJT? I'm pretty certain Chris Christie and Mike Pence are not going to be the nominee, but I'm not convinced that they can't be difference makers, especially when it comes to Donald Trump. I do think Chris Christie is in there as the enforcer in hockey. Billy, before we get to the phone lines with Jim and the others at 303-696-1971, is there some catchy name like the enforcer in the equivalent for soccer?
Well, not necessarily. Normally, that's either the central defensive midfielder or the center backs. That's not really. But there is kind of a phrase that was used in soccer It's fallen out of fashion because they don't do it as much, but it was actually called
Murder.
Doing the guy. So the idea is, But the idea is that you'd come over and you'd just hammer the guy and you know, give him what for, kind of the idea. So that's what it was called. In fact, I had a particular reputation when I was playing where I was a center back, and I would come in and have a hard charge against someone else, and they'd roll on the ground as if they were shot, and they were screaming, yelling, and many times they were overacting. And so the very next time down the field, I would take them out. I would hit them as hard as I possibly could.
You would earn the drama.
Yeah, what would happen is then the person would roll on the ground even more, and the ref would come up there, "No, what are you doing? That's two times." Like, "No, sir, that is one. You see him do this on the ground again, you can give me a card. He does that stuff before, no card, because he was making it up." I go, "Now we've established a baseline. So if he's doing this again, you and I can talk. If he's doing that stuff that he was doing before, you know he's lying to you." And the ref would look at me, go, "Don't do it again." I'm like, "I'm not, but now you know what it looks like."
I get it. This is really the difference between hockey and the beautiful game, because in hockey, nobody gets bumped and goes to the ice and like holds their knee. Instead, these guys are dropping gloves and going
fists.
You just don't really see that in soccer. You're right, Billy.
I respected that more. I respect that more out of hockey because of that. It's a pain point for me with soccer.
Can you even imagine that? Somebody skating down the ice, they're barely nicked, and they go to the ice holding their ankle.
Oh, I know.
I think their own teammates would come over and feast on them.
Yeah, but nonetheless. There was in the FA Cup final just this past weekend, Casemiro, midfielder for Manchester United, came in, slid in, and his back foot tapped Jack Grealish's foot, tapped it. I mean, barely even touched it.
And
Grealish went down on the ground and rolled, and Casemiro ended up with a yellow card. And it was crap.
Yeah.
It was complete crap. But oh well, that's it. Back
there
to you.
Aren't going to be any yellow cards or red cards here in the presidential race. But Chris Christie, I guess I should have never asked about the soccer thing, but because I get it now, the big difference. But in politics, it's much more like hockey. And I do think Chris Christie's in there as an enforcer. Can't win, but can he make a difference? I'd love to get your opinion on these other candidates in the race and what impact you think they're going to have on the ultimate outcome, if anything. 303-696-1971. Jim from Denver, you're on 710 KNUS. What do you think, Jim?
Hey, good morning. I think you're absolutely right about Christie and that sock puppet Pence. But before we go there, hey, you know, everybody said that the vaccine caused a bunch of strokes and heart attacks. I think that might be wrong. I think it might be all these the Trump factor. I think Trump might actually cause the heart attacks and the strokes from listening to these nut jobs that keep calling in here.
There are people, I mean, and you and I know this, Jim, and even Trump supporters won't deny this. He has a cult-like following, and that's not to dismiss their passion as something that, I mean, but there are people there that, honest to God, when Trump said, "Hey, I could walk out into Fifth Avenue, murder someone, and I wouldn't lose any votes," he was kind of right with a certain group. And that is, no matter what this guy does, people will excuse it or pretend it didn't happen. I'm just not one of them. But when you listen to Chris Christie and Mike Pence, or any of the others that are in, are any of these people difference makers in what's going to be the ultimate outcome here?
No. However, they are getting together as a political party and trying to take their political party back. Now, Paul Ryan tried it from the edges. John McCain tried it from the edges several years ago, and they failed miserably. Now, however, the entire GOP is getting together and trying to take their party back from this psychotic union member feel of a party that Trump has turned this the Republicans into. They're going to, in a concerted effort, take their party back. And the Never Trumpers were always Republicans in the first place. And they are going to take their party back. This guy's going to end up in court for the rest of his life.
You don't think it's going to keep him from becoming the nominee, or you do?
No. He will. There will be a lot of protests. There's going to be a lot of nut jobs out there with their goofy made in China, red, white, and blue union meeting feel rallies. And they're going to be crying up a storm. These people are all victims of the financialization of this economy that both the Republican and the Democrat Party have turned our nation into.
I will be interested to see what Chris Christie's position is when he's asked, because, you know, the RNC right now is talking about having one of those loyalty pledges, which is, hey, if you're running for the Republican nomination, you're going to be asked, are you going to support the nominee no matter who it is? Trump, of course, balked at that in 2016. I presume he would do the same thing here. I wonder what Chris Christie would say. I wonder if Chris Christie is going to say, hey, I'll support whoever the Republican nominee is, including DJT, or if he'll say something like, I'll take the same pledge Trump takes, or something like that, you know?
They're throwing a bone out there in between Chris Christie and Mike Pence, and they're going, Chris Christie is going to take a hold of that bone, and he's going to shake it like a mad dog, and he's out there to attack Trump. Pence is going to be the sock puppet that he always was, and he's going to invoke God and expect people to pray over it and that ridiculousness. But the Republican Party is all about money, just like the Democrat Party is. So it's a complete mess.
If that's true, then doesn't DeSantis win? If the Republican Party is all about money, DeSantis has a boatload of it. Isn't that the guy that's going to win then?
I don't think it's time for anybody to even I don't think anybody can approach Trump at this point. These people are still rabid, and they're about to lose their minds. And if you give them airtime, they're going to keep going off and telling you that they're the smartest or dumbest tractor driver. And, you know, George, it might just be time to pop smoke, as you say, on these Trump-tard callers.
No. We got to keep having the conversation, Jim. I mean, whether people agree or disagree with the callers, this is the only reason I do this.
You
got
to heckle them. You got to shut them down,
told
George,
me,
because they're
nuts. You know I'm going to ask the hard questions, but if they told me, George, you could only do 4 hours if you just talk through it and never take a call, buddy, I'd do that show for a day, and I'd be like, I'm so bored of hearing me. Jim, let me ask you, take Trump off the table. Who do you like that's in the field now? And if there's nobody in the field that is, who do you want to see get in it that Jim from Denver could support?
Oh, none of them yet. They are just trying to open up the field and create a path for someone to come in about 4 or 6 months.
Who do you think that is? Who could do that?
I'm not sure. It's going to be someone actually with business credentials that doesn't have government bankruptcy courts as the foundation of their business plan, okay? This Trump, if you look at his rallies, these are like out-of-control union meetings from the 1970s. These people have got their Make America Great shirts on, just like they had their union shirts on, and they are rabid. They want to close the borders while everybody else in the nation wants cheaper labor and can't get cheap labor. It's about to end. We cannot keep this cheap labor from the outside of the country if everybody in the nation, and especially the business community, is screaming for cheap labor now more than they have for the last 50 years. It's over.
Jim, I appreciate the thoughts. I mean, you are a good opposing voice to a lot of the folks that end up calling in, and I think we're going to have more that do this. Jim, thanks for your phone call. Jim from Denver's line is open at 303-696-1971. I'm going to get to Jamie from Aurora here in a minute, but I want to tell you about a quick break that I have to take after I brag to you about my dentist. Now, for those of you that tuned in the last hour, you know I had a bit of a camera issue there because I put the laptop down so that I could fish breakfast from between two teeth. And it reminded me how happy I am with my dental work. And I'm telling you, this isn't just something that I can put on Drs. Richter and Snyder. They do fantastic work. But when they tell you things that you already know and just remind you, you got to floss or pick every day. You got to brush your teeth at least twice a day. These are the things that you and I know are true and we probably do them, but I love the way that they incorporate that into this kind of holistic overall approach to dentistry. You come in there, you don't feel like you're on an assembly line. You come into Twin Aspen Dental Center and you don't feel like you're just one of a billion patients they're trying to push through because that's how insurance works. You feel like these are your neighbors, your community members, your buddies who have been waiting for you to come in so that they can catch up on what's going on in your life and they can tell you about what's going on in theirs. And oh, by the way, in between, they're going to make your better smile. They're going to make your smile even better than it is. And if you consider that that hole under your nose is the gateway to everything else going on inside your body, making that thing healthy, that's a big improvement on your overall health. Now, the Twin Aspen Dental people, I tell you, they're the best. That's why I go to them, and I recommend that you do the same thing. And I know listeners listen to this because I got a couple texts a week or two ago from people saying, hey, I took you up on it. Love those guys. Give them a call and set an appointment. Doesn't cost you anything to just go in and have a conversation. When you sit down, though, you're going to be happy that you did. 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. Or you can check them out at these four words all put together. Twin Aspen Dental Center. Twin Aspen Dental Center. com. Check them out and then let Billy and I know how much you enjoyed the experience. Listen, when we come back, it's going to be Jamie and the others at 303-696-1971. It's George Brockler on The George Show. You're listening to 710 KNUS. KNUS, something's happening with you and me. My name's George. This is my show on 710 KNUS. Phone lines 303-696-1971. Got one line to fill. Let's go right back to it. Jamie, you're from Aurora, and you're also on 710. What do you think, Jamie?
Hey, George. I get a kick out of people like your last caller. He's a wing nut. And I've got my Trump sticker on the back of my truck right now. I've had it there for 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
And I did a poll for the last 2 weeks. Everywhere I was, my gym, at work, my biker bar, the grocery store, and I asked people, who do you think? Everyone but one said Trump. And the one that didn't say Trump said DeSantis. And I'm right there.
Where are you? Trump, are you with DeSantis or Trump?
I'm with Trump. I like DeSantis a lot. I don't think he's ready. I don't. I think he'd be more
what's
ready
missing,
for
what's missing for Ron, for you to be a Ron guy, is it the fact that, look, he's running against Trump, and frankly, if Trump runs now or in 4 years or whatever, I'm always going to be a Trump guy, or is there something that DeSantis needs to do between now and winning your support? What is it?
You know, I can't put my hand on it because I really like the man, and he's done a lot for the state of Florida. But a jump from governorship to the presidency of the United States is quite a jump, and I just don't think he's ready for that position yet. I don't. And
well, I would say this: traditionally speaking, that has been the jump to president of the United States. I mean, if you go back as far
that.
As you know, LBJ, right. LBJ
well,
was in the
that
Senate.
Was a man.
Yeah, LBJ was in the Senate, but then after that, all of a sudden, we get to Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. And George Bush, the second George Bush. And the first time, I think, in a jillion years, maybe ever, that we ever had two sitting senators run against each other was Obama-McCain. That didn't work out very well. I get what you're saying about, hey, I'd like him to be more seasoned. But it can't be because he's only been governor of one of the largest states on the planet Earth and has done it well. There's got to be something else missing. And my thought is, Jamie, that maybe it's... And you can tell me if I'm wrong. Maybe it's just that, listen, as long as Trump's in the race, nobody's going to be as qualified as that guy, so I'm not going to support anybody else. My guess is if Donald decided not to run, you'd be a DeSantis guy.
Yes, I would. There isn't anybody else in the running that is going to become president, would ever become president, besides DeSantis. And Christie and Pence... Pence is the fluffy guy, and Christie's the pizza-eating guy. He's just a mouthpiece. He'll never go anywhere.
Do you think he can take some of the luster off of Trump? Do you think that he can be a difference maker? Like, because of Christie's presence in the primary, do you think it's an advantage to DeSantis or the others? Do you think he can make a difference, or it kind of doesn't matter? He's just a blowhard.
No, I don't think he's going to make a difference, and I'll tell you why. The only reason Christie's doing this is because Trump didn't pick him as vice president over Pence when that happened. Trump literally hung up the phone on Christie, was begging for that position, and called Pence and met him for dinner and said, "You're going to be my man." And Christie cannot get over that. He cannot. I can't stand the man. He's wishy-washy. He jumps the fence. He doesn't know where he belongs. He belongs to anybody that wants to listen to his crap. And so, Pence is a good guy, but he doesn't have a lick of a chance. Not a lick.
Jamie, in the limited time we have left, I want to ask you a big question, too, and that is Donald Trump has never won the majority vote in either of his two presidential races. Do you see a difference this time? If so, what is it?
Are you talking about the popular vote?
Right. Yeah.
Well, the popular vote doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean a thing. So, and he became president the first time, and I won a lot of money on that bet because everybody thought.
Let me ask you this. Didn't win the electoral vote last time. Do you see a difference now? What is it?
I think the country is absolutely sick and tired of the woke, the socialist leftist party, all the stuff that they've done to try to destroy this country, including President Magoo. And they remember the things that Trump did for this country that made it work and gave everybody pride about being an American. And Trump has that. Trump loves this country. He absolutely loves this country. And not only that, Putin and China are scared to death of him. So my hands are on Trump. And if something goes down the road that changes a little bit, DeSantis will be the guy. But right now it's Trump. Absolutely.
Jamie, thank you for that phone call, man. I think there's a lot of people out there probably nodding their head, but there's also probably a bunch of people out there that are shaking their head back and forth because they disagree. Those are the folks I want to talk to. Listen, we're going to cut away for the end of this hour, and when we come back, I want to talk a little Tim Scott. We'll still talk Pence and Christie as well, but this is...
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.